Hello.
Hey, hey Josh.
How you doing?
Doing great. You guys?
Good. All right, so let's get it out of the way, John. What's it going to be like to return to Carolina?
You know, I think I just got done with our media, and, you know, again, you're in this business long enough. I've been here 25 years. I've had a lot of homecoming, so it'll be good to get back, you know, see some old friends and get some relationships that I've built over 9 years there. So that part good, but, you know, it's a business trip, and we're getting our team ready. They had a good practice today, and we'll see where that leads us.
Can you go check on the house?
Yeah, I'm sure that I'll get by there at some point. We do leave Friday because it's a two-hour time change, and you know, it's an early kickoff from our standards at 1 o'clock. So we will leave Friday. So I'm sure I'll get by the house at some point.
Coach, are most of the memories good or are they bad?
Say again.
Are most of the memories from your time here good or are they bad?
Well, I tend to approach things as the glass half full. So, you know, I think. You know, we did get to a Super Bowl. We got to a couple championship games, had three playoff appearances. So I think by most people's calculation, that's pretty good.
Coach, what's the biggest difference in your first 2 years in Denver than your first 2 years when you were here?
Well, I think, you know, we took over a losing team, which is the same thing we did there in Carolina. You know, we were 4-12 the year before. We finished 9-9, 8-8 in the regular season, and you know, had a playoff victory and a playoff loss. So it was a good first step, not where we want to end up. And so far this year, we're only at halftime, and you know, not completely pleased, but you know, kind of what we are, and see what the next half of the season brings us.
Tom, what is it like to have? To have Peyton Manning on the sidelines. When you were here at Carolina, I mean, no disrespect to any of the guys that were here, but you never had a quarterback of that caliber. What is it like to have a Peyton Manning on your sidelines?
Well, it's tough to make comparisons. You know, I think anytime you get a player that, you know, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and, you know, kind of his MO, the kind of player he is, and how he goes about his business, you know, probably almost second to none, and so that's always a good thing.
Coach, how much input do you ever have on offense with Peyton being there?
You know, I am the head coach, so I probably have input in about every phase of the game. But, you know, Peyton's a guy, I mean, you point him, I mean, he's going to give it his everything, and his everything's a lot.
Is a draw on third and long still a good play with Peyton Manning?
They're all good plays when they work, you know. So whether you throw it or run it, it's they all potentially can be good.
John, just your reaction from afar, I guess, when you heard about Marty getting fired here.
Well, I think, you know, obviously disappointed for him. You know, again, you know, spent 9 years with him in the trenches, and, you know, it's unfortunate. I think in this business, you know, I think it happens to everybody. That's the tough part about it. It is a tough business. But, you know, I have a lot of great memories and a lot of good experiences with Marty, and wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
You had any chance to talk to him since you left?
Yeah, we visited.
You talked about the highlights and the Super Bowl and those 9 years. Did that last year, John, was it hard for that not to leave kind of a bad taste in your mouth?
Well, I think, you know, I kind of have a philosophy that setbacks are sometimes set up for better things to come. And, you know, it was a tough season. Anytime you go 2-14, you know, in my 20-some years of experience, I've never experienced a record like that. So sure it was hard. You know, this game's only fun when you win.
Looking to this weekend, the offense for the Panthers has seemed to get a little bit of a balance back. How do you guys look to stop Cam and that running game?
Well, they've got some, you know, talented people, there's no doubt, you know. And, you know, Cam, you know, can hurt you both in, you know, with his arm and his legs. You know, they've got a pretty good stable of backs there. Had a couple injuries on the offensive line, but all in all, still a good and well-coached group. They've got some weapons outside. I'm familiar with most of those guys. Greg Olson, second leading receiver on the team. Obviously, he's a new guy, but I've known him for many years. I'm back in Wayne, New Jersey, and obviously his time with the Bears and what I've seen on tape, being a second leading receiver at the tight end position, he's a big part of it. And I'm familiar with the other people.
Coach, are there players or anybody in administration or ownership that you look forward to seeing when you get back here?
As I mentioned before, I spent 9 years there. I'm indebted to that organization. They gave me my first opportunity as a head coach, and so I look forward to seeing everybody.
Does it mean anything more to win this game, John?
No, they all count the same. Last time I looked, I'm not going to get to play a snap. It's going to be the Denver Broncos players against the Carolina Panthers players, and that part of it's no different than any game.
Does coming out east concern you a lot about the team back-to-back weeks in Cincy now here?
Not really. We've got a pretty good schedule. Our guys are comfortable with it. We just did it last week, so we've had plenty of practice. Being on the road is being on the road.
So there's no added incentive for you, John, though?
I think I already answered that, but like I said, it's a real important game because it's the next one.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, gang. Have a good one.